Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta shows us that in order for our prayer to be effective, we need to exercise our conscience so that our fellowship with the Lord may be unhindered.
Last week, we shared with you five principles of effective prayer. And one of the key points in those principles is that there is a strong relationship between the effectiveness of our prayers and the matter of our confessing our sins. In Psalm 66:18, it says, "If I regarded iniquity in my heart, the Lord did not hear me." This verse clearly shows us, brothers and sisters, that if we still have unconfessed sins in our heart, then our prayers cannot be effective. Also, in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, it says, "No, Jehovah's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have become a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." In these verses, it's not just a matter of whether our prayers are answered or not, but it's a matter of having fellowship with God. Our fellowship with God is hindered, interrupted by the matter of sin. No one can have fellowship with God if he or she still has unconfessed sins. Today, and in the coming few weeks, we'd like to see this matter from another angle, and that is from the angle of the exercise of our spirit. This matter of exercising our spirit is very common among us in the Lord's recovery. To those of us who maybe were saved before coming into the church life in the Lord's recovery, this term may have been very new to us, exercise the Spirit or exercising the Spirit. But to those young people who have grown up in the church life, this term is very common. And I'm concerned that it's easy for young people to have a misunderstanding or at least not a full picture of what this really means to exercise our spirit. I found that many young people equate the matter of exercising their spirit with something in the church meeting, with speaking strongly in the church meeting. However, the matter of exercising the spirit is much, much broader than this. Actually, to understand really what it is to exercise the spirit, we need to understand what are the functions of our spirit, that is, the functions of our human spirit. The Bible reveals to us that our spirit has three functions, and they are our conscience, fellowship, and intuition. And in his book, The Economy of God, Brother Witness Lee presents this matter in a very clear and detailed way. I'd like to read a few portions from chapter 6, which is entitled The Inward and the Hidden Parts. "The spirit is a complete unit composed of three parts or functions: conscience, fellowship, and intuition. It is easy to understand the conscience. We are all familiar with this. To perceive right from wrong is one function of the conscience. To condemn or to justify is another one of its functions. It is also easy to comprehend the fellowship. The fellowship is our communion with God. Within our spirit, such a function makes it possible to contact God. In a simple word, fellowship is to touch God. But it is not very easy to understand the intuition. Intuition means to have a direct sense or knowledge. There is such a direct sense in our spirit, regardless of reason, circumstances, or background. It is a sense without reason, a sense that is not, quote unquote, reasonable. It is a direct sense of God and a direct knowledge from God. This function is what we call the intuition of the Spirit. Thus, the Spirit is known by the functions of the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. And brothers and sisters, this last sentence highlights why this is so important for us to know. The Spirit is known by the functions of the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. And actually, what this means is that the way to exercise our spirit is to exercise the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. I really want to recommend this book to all of you, especially the first 10 chapters, where you can see a lot more detail about all of these matters. And if you don't have a copy of the book, you can go to the Living Stream Ministry website, ministrybooks.org, and read there online. And it's especially good if you could read all the verses that Brother Lee presents in these chapters to show the scriptural basis for everything that we're sharing. But brothers and sisters, the main point that I want you to see today is that not only is there a strong relationship between the matters of our prayers and the confessing of our sins, but there is clearly a strong relationship between the fellowship of our spirit and the conscience of our spirit. These two functions, they are functions of our human spirit. Therefore, it's very logical for us to see that no one can say that they are exercising their spirit if they are not exercising their conscience. No one can say that they're having fellowship with God and entering into a sweet communion with God unless they also are exercising their conscience, the conscience in their spirit. This actually might explain a lot of our experience. Why is it that sometimes we desire to touch the Lord? We want to enjoy the Lord. Even we open the Word, or we go to have fellowship with brothers and sisters, or we go to the church meeting, we sing, we participate, we pray read, but we don't have the sense within that we are enjoying the Lord or are in the Lord's presence. Well, it could very well be, brothers and sisters, that somewhere in our heart there is still some unconfessed sin. We have not been thorough in the matter of exercising our conscience and clearing our conscience of any kind of sin. Well, if our conscience is not exercised, that means our spirit is not genuinely exercised. So it will be impossible for us to have the fellowship with the Lord. I hope that each of us would consider our own situation before the Lord. When was the last time that we had a thorough confession of our sins? And do we have the daily and ongoing constant practice of confessing our sins so that we can maintain a sweet and constant fellowship with the Lord? As I mentioned before, we will be on this matter for a few weeks. So we will be getting into some details that I hope will help all of us to enter into this kind of daily experience so that we can have the fellowship with the Lord in a daily and constant way. In Malachi 2:15, it says, "Take heed to your spirit." Today, brothers and sisters, I would like to apply this way and like to charge you. Take heed to your conscience. That is the conscience of your spirit. And I hope that you realize when you take heed to your conscience, you're actually taking heed to your spirit. And this opens the door for us to have the fellowship with the Lord in our spirit. I hope that you've seen at least a little bit of the importance of the exercise of our conscience and would not take this matter for granted or look down on this matter. We want to produce a generation of age turners, a generation of young people who love the Lord, for whom the Lord has the first place, and who have a living contact with the Lord and are also one with the Lord for his propagation, for the advance of the gospel. But for this, brothers and sisters, we need to take heed to our conscience. May the Lord lead you in a daily way further into this kind of experience. Well, that's all for today. We'll share more on this topic next time. Lord Jesus, we love you. Make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.